Jerry Springer is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Jerry Springer Show. What an accomplishment. How you doing, Jerry?
Well, thank you. There's no excuse for that. I apologize.
Is your life anything like your show, Jerry? Please say no.
Is my life? No, it's not. I thank God every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, actually, here's the truth. We're all alike. Some of us just dress better. And we had better luck in the gene pool of parents, or we were lucky enough to be born with a good brain or whatever, or went to college, whatever it is. But everyone wants to be happy. Everyone gets ticked off when they're not.
Yeah.
You know, if you took, for example, let's say there's this English professor at Harvard, very educated man, and he comes home one night and finds his wife in bed with the next door neighbor. Do you think that English professor from Harvard would say, "Forsooth, my dear, what is it that I have found?" No. He'd be screaming, yelling, cursing, throwing furniture, grabbing the guy, doing everything that people on the show do. So it's just, most of us are luckier not to be in that situation.
Right.
But otherwise, we're alike.
Well, Jerry, are you shocked? I mean, kind of stand along the same lines that you're talking about now. Are you shocked? Can you recall anything on the Jerry Springer Show that has shocked you?
Your wildest show.
I don't know that anything has... I'll say this first. I don't think you can be a grown-up in today's world and really be surprised by anything anymore. I mean, you may be surprised that it happens to someone you know, but there's no situation I could describe to you that you would say, I didn't know that kind of thing happens in the world.
Uh-huh.
So we've lived through it all kinds of wild stories, unbelievable stories, some horrible. And so... it's hard to honestly say, oh, my gosh, could that have happened?
So is there any subject that that your producers might consider or label as taboo?
No, we're not allowed to.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm not allowed to know what the show's about.
Oh, so you don't know when you go in?
When they come out, that's the first time you've seen
them? No, they hand me that card. But if I knew what the show was about, I wouldn't come in. they hand me the card, which you see me carrying. On stage, but the card only has the names of the guests, and I'm supposed to then ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching, and then make jokes.
Wow.
But I'm never allowed to know the subject matter. And the only rules of the show, we don't come up with the ideas, or the producers don't. It's people call in with their stories. We get thousands and thousands of calls. And as long as the stories are true and outrageous, it has to be outrageous. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not allowed to be on. If you call us with a warm, uplifting story, we're required to send you to another show.
Oh,
so we can only do those things that are inappropriate.
Well, Jerry, I got to ask you this. As a former mayor of Cincinnati, you came from politics. You got to be keeping your eye on what's going on with the presidential election now. Please tell us your thoughts on Donald Trump and if you think that he'll secure the Republican nomination. And does that surprise you?
I do think he'll get the nomination. I don't think he'll be elected president. It shouldn't have been a surprise. And what I mean by that is, I don't know that we could have seen him coming, and we didn't see him coming. But historians 20 or 30 years from now will look back at this time and say that a Donald Trump was inevitable. Because for the last 40, 50 years, ever since, Reagan said government can't solve problems, government is the problem, we've literally raised a generation of Americans to hate the government, to think everything government does is bad, to think, every politician is corrupt, to hate the president. We've raised Americans to believe this. And so it's not surprising that ultimately we would have had someone run for president who is not part of the government, who hates the government, who disrespects the government and all politicians. And now, it would have to come from a field that where you would be well known, because you can't be elected if you're not known. So it would either have to come from the field of sports or the field of entertainment. Now, athletes are too young to run for president. So I think it was inevitable that we'd eventually get someone in the entertainment field outside the government who would run for president. Did we know it would be Donald Trump? No. But we should have seen that it would be someone in the entertainment field.
Well, Jerry, you've practiced law. You've been mayor of Cincinnati. just as popular as Donald Trump. Why didn't you run? Why didn't you jump in the race for president?
I was born in England.
Okay.
I'm not even eligible. But I'll tell you what, if I ran for president, there really would be a wall built on the Mexican border because you would have to build a wall to keep Americans from trying to get out. That's what I'm thinking.
When are you going to do like President Obama and drop the
drop
mic?
The mic, right.
When are you going to do that, Jerry?
Oh, that'll be great. I do that on my show.
Yeah. Are you gonna hang on for a few more years or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it as long as I'm healthy. I mean, you know, people like the show enough to watch, you know, to keep it going. So I have no plans to stop. Well, that's not true. I did tell NBC Universal that I would be stopping the show when I'm 104 because okay. I want to enjoy my retirement.
Okay. Well, wish you continued success. Man,
that's, are great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. TV about 75 years old. Jerry's show been on air for about a third of that time. Man, you might be saying Springer out. Do that President Obama drop the mic, huh?